Welcome to Canvas Church. You are listening to our weekly celebration service message. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, you guys are in for a special treat today. Man, as we get ready for our grand opening, we didn't want to party alone. And so we invited all of our legal board members of Canvas Church out. And another couple's coming in, I believe, tonight or tomorrow morning. They're going to be a part of it. Pastor Jared and Angie Hughes, they're going to be here all week. And they're going to be here for the Friday night building dedication. Also have one of my great friends and was my youth and young adult pastor. When I was younger, he was my pastor. Pastor Jude going to be preaching next week. It's going to be awesome. You don't want to miss it. But today, man, you are in for a special treat because we have some of our board members here that have been so instrumental in my life and in my wife's life, formulating us who we are as leaders, formulating, helping speak into our marriage, the way we interact with other people. I know this, that me and my wife are better people because of this couple. And we fell in love with them about 12 years ago. They were the ones that did our assessment to become ARC church planners. And I don't know, we paid them off and they said yes. I don't know how that worked, but man, we fell in love with them and we just built a connection and we asked them to be involved in our church from day one. And so not only is my wife and I who we are today because of them, I believe our church is where it's at today because of them. Because of their grace, because of their wisdom, because of their leadership. They just speak into the church. And I shared this in the first service and I'll kind of re-paraphrase it in this service. When they come to us, it's awesome because it's not like it's an outside speaker coming in. When they come, now I'm gonna paraphrase this right, or I'll put this right, because in the first service I didn't. They have been spiritual parents to us. And because of that, they're like spiritual grandparents to the church, okay? In the first service, I was like, it's like grandma and grandpa came to town. And everybody's like, whoa. So was that a little bit better? Was that better? Yeah, it's all right. And I'm telling you, man, it's just awesome because when they come and speak, man, they just speak with so much love, so much care, and so much authority. And so you're honored today. And so can you please give it up for Pastor Tony and Cheryl Ashmore as they share today. Spiritual parents, spiritual grandparents. Yeah, that's
better. Good morning.
Good morning. Greetings from Georgia. And I want you to know I found out in between celebrations that we are not the first people on the platform from Georgia. There was one of the first pastors at the church went to Georgia and found a wife and bought her back and called her his little Georgia peach. So I thought that was pretty neat when I found that out. And Tony and I are very excited about what's going on here at Canvas. And we don't mind being called grandma and grandpa. I've got 7 grandkids. So I kind of like it. I think it's an honor. So there's no worries there. But we're so excited about where God has taken Canvas. And, you know, all along this journey, there have been opportunities to go look at buildings. Is this the right place? Is this not the right place? And something just never felt right or fell into place. And then one day we got a text from Pastors Ben and Katie, and they were talking about the possibility of this building in Escondido. And immediately, it's like this peace, and it just felt right. It felt so good. And I am so excited about where God's taking you. And one of my favorite words on this card that we're all going to invite someone, it says this: it's new and it's permanent. And I love that word, permanency. Did I say that right or wrong? Permanency. God has planted Canvas Church here. I love this community. We were driving in from our hotel, and the closer we got, we just kept going, we love this place. And you look around, and you belong here. And not only do you belong here, but all the people outside of here that don't have a church home, some of those people belong here. And I can't wait to see what God's going to do with Canvas Church in Escondido, California. So I'm proud of you guys. You keep it up. And one of the things that the gentleman told us, he's been a member or attending this church since the mid-1980s. And he said he was so happy that he felt like Canvas Church was honoring the rich history. Because, you know, this is not, y'all are not the newest game in town. Jesus has been here a long time. And you need to keep honoring that. And he was talking about how you make them feel welcome, that they still feel at home here. And that's so important. I'm proud of you guys. And Tony and I are proud of your pastors. And we just can't wait to see what God's got. And one important thing I felt like God told me when we pulled onto the parking lot this morning is God's got bigger and better things than you can ever imagine. And we learned also in between celebrations that there was a time when if you didn't get here early, you didn't get a seat. And people were standing outside and standing in the aisles hoping for a seat. And so if God's already done that, and He can do above and beyond what you can ask or think, I can't wait to see. So I want to encourage you, don't try to define what God's going to do here. Don't put a lid on it. Don't put a number on it. Don't be disappointed if it takes longer than you think it's going to take. It's going to happen. It may happen next week. It may happen in a month. But whatever it is, it's not up to us to define it. It's up to us to be obedient and to love people and to honor God and let Him do what He does best. So go Canvas.
Yes, and if you'll get my walker, we'll all have something to lean on as Grandpa. I like the Grandpa thing. It didn't bother me. I just wanted you to know that, Pastor Ben. It didn't bother me. Grandpa and Grandma, I'm in a new season in my life. I can handle it. We love your pastors, and we love Canvas Church. And we fell in love with them when we met them, and we fell in love with you when we met you. And we're very excited about what God has for you. And as when Pastor Ben and Katie asked us if we would come, and then he asked me if I would speak this Sunday, I thought, man, what a great honor to be able to be one of the first ones to speak on this platform. And the good news is it's only going to get better from here because I'm easy to beat. I really am excited. And I started praying and seeking the Lord, and I just felt like that the Lord just kept saying to me over and over and over again that Canvas has an assignment from God. And of course that's true. You say, well, yeah, aren't all churches. But I just began to look and, you know, just seek the Lord. I felt like what the Lord told me is this what I want to share with you today is that there's a divine appointment that you're in right now. I'm a big believer in divine appointments. I believe that God has on His calendar things that before we were born, He set into place for us. And it's some appointments we make and some of them we miss. Any of you ever feel like you missed a God appointment? And you look back on it and go, man, that was a God window there that I should have walked through that I did not. And so I believe you're at a God appointment. I believe in divine appointments. I also know that if God gives you a divine appointment, then that means He's given you divine equipping, that He equips you for that appointment, that He gives you what you need to make that appointment. It's like before you had your first kid, if you're a parent, before you had your first kid, remember the fear of being a dad or being a mom? And, you know, you've never done this before. But you remember after you had the kid, there was like this thing that settled into you that you knew, hey, I can do this. And what was that? That was just God equipping you. You know, and of course, in their different seasons of their life where you're going, again, I'm not sure I can do this, but He'll equip you. And then they become teenagers, and your goals change for your teenagers. You know, you had all these great goals for them when they were little guys. And when you go, especially when they hit about 16, 17, your goal becomes to hope they live long enough to leave your house. But God equips you, and so there's this divine equipping, and so if you have a divine appointment, and then you receive the divine equipping, then there will be a divine result, and all of us have probably experienced that at some time in our life. We've known that we had a divine appointment, and we found out that God had given us what we need to make the appointment, and then we saw the divine results of making the appointment. So, you know, one for me is meeting my wife and falling in love with her and getting her to marry me. And I look back on my life and I realize that was a God appointment. And I was sharing with someone the other day because I was kind of crazy, and Cheryl had these standards in her life that she wouldn't go out with guys who did certain things. And I was doing most of the things that she wouldn't go out with guys. So I had to make this choice. I had this, because I didn't know it was a divine appointment, but I look back on it now and I go, it was a divine appointment. And I knew, okay, if you want her, then this has got to go. And so I made that choice. And then there's been this divine result of 44 years this November of marriage and three kids and three marriages from them and seven grandkids now. That's not even counting our kids and grandkids here at Canvas. But most of you can probably look at your life at times you walked with God when you knew you were in the sweet spot. Yeah, man, it's like, oh yeah, I'm right where God. And then we all know those times too where we've kind of wandered out of the sweet spot, and you go, you know, what happened? And so what I wanted to just talk to you today is that about that thing. If you have a divine appointment, there is a divine equipping. Recognize that and look for the divine result. And so, if you will, let's just turn the first to this passage in Numbers 21, verse 16 through 18. I'm going to read it out of the Holman Christian Standard Bible. It says, from there, and this is Moses and the children of Israel, and they are what we call wandering in the wilderness. Now, most of us, that's the way we word it, and that's the way, you know, most historians and people talk about their wanderings in the wilderness. But if you look back on their wanderings in the wilderness, and I'll show you that in this passage, they were really on divine appointments. It looked like they were wandering, but each place was a divine appointment. And there was a reason for what looked like the wanderings. And you know, we've been associated with Canvas since it started, and you may look, if you were just looking at it as an ignorant observer, you'd think, well, it's kind of a wandering, you know, hey, we're going to go here, you know, like we've walked through buildings before, and we thought, hey, maybe this is it, and it didn't happen, and so we, you know, and then we moved from here, and, you know, and moved from here, and I was thinking today, I think I've stood on every platform, and got to speak on every platform, and you think about, you know, maybe somebody would look at it and say, well, Canvas has kind of wandered its way to here, but they haven't. They've been on a divine appointment. Every stop on that was a divine appointment for a season, for a time, to reach a certain people, to help a certain people. And you look along the way, and there are lives that were changed at every stop. Lives that have been, that hope has sprung again. And so now we come to this place. And I love the new and permanent. And so the children of Israel, the same thing's happening. They're wandering, and they come to this place, and they need water again. It says, and from there they went to Beer, the well the Lord told Moses about. Gather the people so I may give them water. Then Israel sang this song, spring up well, sing to it. The princes dug the well, the nobles of the people hollowed it out with a scepter and with their staves, and they went from the wilderness to Matanah. And there's probably a whole message there in that wilderness to Matanah that you might want to check out what that means, but I'm not going there. I'm going to talk to you about that first part is where he brought them for water. And there's a reason in this, you know, you look at the wanderings, there's several times in the desert that they needed water and that God would supply miraculously with water. Now he brings them to a place and says, bring them here to this well, and it's not a new well. It's a well that already existed. It's a well that had been dug generations before, probably by Isaac or Jacob. And so this is a holy well. This is a well that was generations that had pursued God before dug this well. And you're sitting in a place that generations who pursued God before dug this place out. They created this place to honor God. One of the couples that were in the first service, they told us, like Cheryl said, they said that when this building first opened, that if you didn't get here early, you had to sit in the aisles or stand in the aisles. And I believe that day's quickly coming again. I really believe. But this isn't a new well that God brought Canvas to. He brought them to an existing well and asked you to dig it out and sing to it. God, see, I think a lot of times we dismiss things that God takes very seriously. You build a building and commit it to God and say that we're going to dedicate this building to his honor. He takes that very seriously. And in fact, the Bible tells us that his eyes never leave these kind of places. And And for generations, you know, there's been different churches here, different people. And this building could have been gone, could have gone to a lot of different people, gone a lot of different places. If you don't know the story of, you need to talk to Pastor Ben and Katie about how y'all ended up with. And for those of you who don't speak Southern, how you ended up with this building. Is the, it could have gone anywhere, but it came to you. Is that an accident or is that a divine appointment? Were you specifically chosen to sing to this well? Were you specifically chosen to holla out and dig out the dirt and to renew this well and to get the water flowing to this community again like it used to flow out of this place? For this place to be a place that the community runs to find hope and health and see, you were picked, handpicked by God. Whether you are here, today's your first week at Canvas and it begins a lifelong journey with you, or whether you've been with Canvas from the start, or listen, you were picked. You're on a divine appointment, a divine assignment from God for this area, for this community, to bring hope. And I just, you know, I just think it's so amazing. It just, I think sometimes we just don't get the immensity of what God is doing around us. That we just go, oh, it feels good to finally have a building. And yet God had been planning this all along, orchestrating it until the paths crossed, and bam, the Bible calls them kairos moments, when heaven opens and earth collides with it, and there's this moment just where you go, this is heaven invading earth. And that's where you're at right now as a church. Is heaven has invaded earth on this spot with Canvas Church. Woo! That's good. And I want you to get this, that whatever God does in the local church, you understand that the local church is God's, it's the greatest, most powerful thing. It is, the Bible says in Ephesians that even the angels are standing back in awe and talking about what's going on in the local church. The Bible says it's been a mystery that the prophets and all the generations wanted to know, that it's now being revealed, and it's the local church. The local church is the hope of the world. The local church is the hope for this community. The local church is the hope for North County and all of San Diego. It's the local church. You are the only organization. Listen, there's lots of organizations around here, but this is the one Jesus started. This is the one Jesus started, and we're part of it. And here's the deal. It's the pinnacle of what God's doing on earth. And everything he's doing in your church, you should look at it and say, okay, if he's doing that in our church, then that is for me and my personal life and my family. This is the word I keep getting. Canvas has now settled. Canvas is a permanent home. And there are some of you that you've got some unsettled things in your life that God is saying to you, it's time to settle those. It's time to get settled. It's time, you know, there's some of you are unsettled about a business decision, and God is saying to you, this is the moment, this is the time when there is an anointing for you to get settled. That this, there's some of you that you've been in your marriage for a while, and there's still this unsettled about whether or not you're really in this for life or not. And God said, today's the day you settle it. That this is forever. There's some of you unsettled about whether you ought to have kids or, you know, and the Lord is saying it's time to settle. And I think a lot of you, I think there's, here's the thing. These people weren't wandering in the wilderness. They were being brought from place to place. And here's what God is teaching them. God is taking them to a place where they're going to be the source for all the nations around them. In order for them to become the source of hope and life and living water for all of those around them, they got to get it settled who is their source. And he brings them to this place about this water, and out of the middle of, you know, in the wilderness, in the desert, he causes water to spring up. And people have probably driven by this place and thought, well, you know, it's glory days are done. Boy, at one time, that church was really something. They haven't seen anything yet. The glory days are yet to come. Here's what our God says. It says, until the latter is greater than the former, then the story's not over. And here's what I'm telling you. You're on a divine appointment, and God wants you to settle some things in your life that you've been kind of unsettled about so that you can be the source at this place he's brought you to. You have a divine appointment. Don't miss your appointment. It not only will make this area better, it'll make your personal life better. I mean, just listen, I'm just going to tell you, some of us are really complicated. And God would just tell you that today, there's an anointing available to you to get your life simple and uncomplicated. Just get some things settled. And I don't know who that's for, but that's for somebody. Is somebody right now, you're going, hey, that's me. I've just been feeling so unsettled. And I'm just telling you, I don't know how it happens. It's just God. There's an anointing. Take it. There's also, if you're going to have a divine appointment, there's a divine equipping. And let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 48. I'm reading it to you out of the Passage Translation. Passage Translation is a newer translation. It's not a paraphrase like the Message Translation or some of those, which I love the Message Translation, but it's not really a translation. It's more of a paraphrase. The Passage Translation is an actual translation. It's a very accurate new translation of the Bible. And years ago, I started doing a personal Bible study. I just do it every two or three years. Every year, I do some type of Bible devotion where I go through parts of the Bible. Sometimes I read the whole Bible. Sometimes I just read certain parts. But every few years, I do a personal Bible study where all I read is the red writing. The red writing, if you have a red letter edition, if you're old school Bible, one had pages that you could turn. If you picked one up that was a red letter edition, anybody, you know what I'm talking about? The red letter edition Bible. What did the red letters mean? It means Jesus himself said it. All right. And so every few years, I will do a read the red letters only devotion. I don't read anything but the red letters. And so I started again this year. I thought, I'm going to do that again. I'm going to use the Passion Translation this year. And I'm going to do, in the Passion Translation, if you go online, the words of Jesus are bold. They're not red, they're bold. And so I'm doing a bold letter edition this year. And I started to do it, and I journal. I think journal is very important what's God got to say to you. And so I'll go through and I'll read and I'll journal. And I started to do it this year, and I felt like the Holy Spirit said to me, hey, I want you to share it with people this year. And so I did. I started, and I posted every day on Facebook, and it's up to about 7 followers. And so I do my daily devotion. I think I'm on day 48 now of daily devotion, and I post it. And it's just amazing how challenging when you just read the words of Jesus. He just cuts right to the chase about the simplicity and the beauty of God and the goodness of God. And he cuts right to the chase about some of our stupid thinking about God. And he just makes it so simple and so clear about who our Father is. And so I think this was actually day 20 in my devotional when I was reading this. And when I was reading it, Pastor Ben, this is exactly when the Holy Spirit said to me, he says, and when you go to Canvas, share this. And so here we go. This is Matthew 5, verse 43. It says, your ancestors have also been taught, love your neighbors and hate the one who hates you. However, I say to you, love your enemy. Bless the one who curses you. Listen to this one. Do something wonderful for the one who hates you. And respond to the very ones who persecute you by praying for them. For that will reveal your identity as children of your heavenly Father. He is kind to all, bringing the sunrise to warm and rainfall to refresh wherever a person does what is good or evil. What reward do you deserve if you love only the lovable? Don't even tax collectors do that? How are you any different from others if you limit your kindness only to your friends? Don't even the ungodly do that? Since you are children of a perfect Father in heaven, you are to be perfect like Him. Wow. It just sounds so simple. know, hey, be kind. Be good to people. And then I love the way he said it. He said, even the ungodly are kind to the people who are kind to them. Even the ungodly are nice to their friends. But you're supposed to be different. You're supposed to take love to a whole nother level. And then I love what he says here. See, we think perfection means the absence of mistakes. The perfection is the absence of mistakes. You notice how Jesus redefined perfection? It has nothing to do with mistakes. It has everything to do with how you love people. That perfection is about how you love people, not about the absence of mistakes in your life. Later on in the New Testament, one of the writers of the New Testament says that he'll grow you up into a complete, perfect person, thoroughly equipped. So what does it say? That perfection means you are equipped to do whatever God's called you to do. Now, God's given you a divine appointment here. Not just to have a great building, and boy, isn't it great that we don't have to set up and tear down anymore? Yes, it is. I mean, if you were part of the set up and tear down team, you're celebrating big time. You're one of the happiest people there are at Canvas Church. And can we just give a hand to all those people who did that all those years? Amazing teams. They get here before everybody else and they stay after everybody else, and they're supposed to be cheerful while they're doing it. But God said, don't just celebrate that. Celebrate that I've given you a divine assignment, a divine appointment. I planted you in a place where I want living water to flow to everyone around you. The streets you drive down to get to this church, 7 out of 10 of those people don't go to church anywhere. They may say they're Christians, but they're homeless Christians. They may say they know Jesus, but they don't. There should be no such thing as a homeless Christian. Every Christian ought to have a local church that they call home, where they're planted. Where they're planted, not going from church to church to church, where they're planted. You know, the Bible calls us trees planted by the Lord, and flying trees are dangerous. You know, we have tornadoes in Georgia, you know. You see a flying tree, you duck, you know. And there's too many Christians that are flying trees. They just go from here to here and rip up and fly to there, and they're dangerous. This is a place of permanency for you and for this community. And God has equipped you. And here's what God's challenging you to do. He's challenging you to go for perfection. To don't just greet the people on Sundays that you know. Go out of your way to be uncomfortable in greeting all those others. Don't just be kind to your friends. Even the ungodly do that. Go to any bar, and they're kind to their friends. When their friends come in, they're all kind to them. We're supposed to be different than the bars. We got the real stuff here. You understand that? That's all a false anointing. The highs and all that, it's people looking for the anointing. It's just a false anointing. You got the real stuff here. You're serving the real. You know why they call him the Most High God? It's the most high you'll ever get. His own God surpasses them all. You're serving the real stuff here. And Jesus is saying, he said, this isn't hard for you to do. Your daddy is the perfect God. It's in your DNA to love people this way. It's in your blood to love the unlovable, to reach the unreachable, to touch the untouchable. It runs in your veins. Just be that. You have a divine appointment. You've been divinely equipped, and there'll be a divine result. If you'll just say to him, God, I'll do that. I'll be that. Listen, I want to challenge you to do something. Grab that card. Here's what we do. We print these things out, and you know where most of them end up? Most of them end up either left on the seat, left on the floor, thrown in the garbage, or we find it months later when we're finally cleaning our car out. Or you open your Bible up and there they are from the last year. I want to challenge you to do something. I want to challenge you to give this one to somebody this week. How many of you know two people who either don't know Jesus or don't have a church home? How many of you know two people? How many of you believe this week you'll bump into somebody who doesn't know Jesus or doesn't have a church home? How many of you believe that God can supernaturally cause you to cross their paths? Okay, hold your card up. Let's pray over it. Father, I'm asking you to anoint this card. The Bible teaches that you anointed handkerchiefs that came from Paul, and that people were healed when they touched those handkerchiefs. I'm asking you right now to anoint the cards we hold in our hands, that when I hand this card to someone this week, that they will find the invitation irresistible. That no excuse will stand in the way. That God, you will direct my steps and cross my path for a divine appointment with someone this week who needs a church home or needs Jesus. I believe that you will help me to know that this is them. Get that card out and hand it to them. I just ask you to open my eyes and my ears to your voice this week for that divine appointment in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, don't just set this card down and leave it. It's anointed now. It'll burn holes in those chairs and stuff. Take it with you and ask God this week, who do you want me to give my card to? And watch and see what happens. It's amazing what will happen. You'll have a divine result. And let's look at the divine result God wants. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 through 16, again, reading out of the Passage Translation, God will continually revitalize you. Now, I thought that was interesting. So what does that mean? That means that if we're continually giving out, if you don't watch it, you'll get drained. And probably some of you who've been for 4 weeks busting tail to get this place open, you might be feeling a little drained. I got news for you. God says, hey, I got what you need. I'll revitalize you, and you'll find energy you didn't know you had. Okay? He says, I'll continually revitalize you, implanting within you the passion to do what pleases him. Live a cheerful life without complaining or division among yourselves, for then you will be seen as innocent, thoughtless, and pure children of God, even though you live in the midst of a brutal and perverse culture. Now, I'll just tell you what's happening. If you haven't noticed, our world's gone crazy. And every day we do things that I think I never believed I'd see this happen. If you'd have told me 20 years ago the things that we're seeing happen in our nation would be happening, I'd say, no way. I understand the world's going to get darker and darker, but not that quick. But it's happening quick. But I'll tell you what the Lord showed me at the end of last year. He said that evil is now pushing it so far that people are beginning to draw back. That there's going to start being a pushback and going, wait a minute. Maybe this isn't the way life ought to be. Maybe we're trying to push the boundaries too far. Maybe there are some boundaries that we need to have in our lives. And I believe that we're beginning to see that already this year. And those people who've been deceived, one of the worst things to figure out is that you've been deceived. Don't you hate it when you've been duped? And this year, I think we're going to see more and more people come to a realization that they've bought into a lie and that real life is not what they've been chasing, that it's only leading them to destruction. And guess what they're going to need? They're going to need wells that are flowing with fresh water. They're going to need wells that are flowing with pure, innocent, faultless, life-giving water, like Canvas Church in this place. They need something different than what the world is serving them. They need perfect love. He says, and if you'll do that, listen to what he says, you will appear among them as shining lights in the universe, offering them the words of eternal life. You're on a divine appointment. You've been given divine equipment. That will be the divine result. You'll shine so bright in this area that people will be drawn Friday night and Sunday and Sundays to come. And the day is coming where if you don't get here early, there won't be a seat. Celebrate it. Enjoy the journey. You're not wandering. you're on a divine appointment.
Come on. Can we give it up for the grandpa of the house? Come on. What a great word. Come on, church. Go ahead and stand to your feet if you would. And we're going to pray right now one more time for next weekend. Man, what a great message, man. Both services. What a great message. What a prophetic message. What an inspiring, encouraging message. Let's not just hear that, but let's take it and let's do something with it this week. Last Sunday, somebody that's been coming here for since they were 7 years old, coming to the churches here, handed me a packet, and inside that packet was all the history of the church. And literally going back to the 50s, and when they brought one of the buildings on, and when they built the buildings, and when they dedicated this, and back in the 50s when they dedicated this, there's a newspaper article that said over 700 people came, come on, to the original dedication of this building. Isn't that awesome? We're talking a long time ago. Come on, what could it be today? I believe it's going to be that again. And I love the older gentleman that came up after the first service, and I just appreciated the message so much and said, you know what, there was a time when we came, and as Pastor Tony said, that if you weren't here on time, you would literally have to stand in the aisleways. Come on, how many like to see your church full of people that need Jesus? Come on, here's what it's going to be. I really believe that's a prophetic word. This is a well. And he's brought us here, but now it's time to dig. It's time to dig. And so many of us have been doing that in the natural as we've been preparing the facility, as you've been walking in week after week and seeing the changes and the transformations, and all of that's great and that's intentional. What are we doing? We're digging something. And although it's very natural, I believe we're getting this facility ready for something very supernatural. Come on, because the end result is going to be that people are going to meet Jesus here. Amen? The presence of God is going to be here. So come on, pray with me one last time as we conclude this. We're not just going to be hearers of the word, we're going to be doers now. We're going to go out, and we're going to invite, and we're going to celebrate all that God's doing and all that he's going to continue to do. Amen? Amen. God, thank you so much for an incredible message today. God, thank you for challenging us, Lord, with this word, encouraging us with this word, and equipping us with this word. God, that we are here and have been brought here to redig, Lord God, to embrace all of the good that has taken place here. God, to redig and see your presence flow like never before in this place. So God, I pray that each and every one of us would do our part, and as we do our part, God, that divine sovereignty and human responsibility would collide, and there'd be a supernatural work that takes place. God, let us walk out of here, God, ready to do the work of ministry this week. Let many come. God, and next week I pray that as hundreds, if not thousands, fill this place, God, that you would be glorified, that you would be the centerpiece. You would be the chandelier hanging in the middle of the room that everyone looks at, the bright light. God, let people come and encounter your son, Jesus. Know your incredible love. And realize the amazing plan that you have for their life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, please visit our website at www.canvaschurchsd.com.